Hi, good morning. It's Jeremy Deeds of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helmsley, North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday, the 2nd of August, 2010. Well, as the week before, last week was a pretty mixed week on the markets. Markets once again were driven by the two key fears of growth, particularly in the US economy, and the financial crisis in Europe and the impact of the debt crisis on the banking sector in Europe in particular. In the background to this, last week there was a raft of economic data, much of it very mixed. We saw positive unemployment data in Germany, but this is diluted by crumbling retail sales. Japan came up with mixed data on retail sales and household expenditure, and this is probably because of the waning government stimulus. In Japan also, industrial production sank, unemployment climbed, and prices were still falling, an indication of the ongoing deflation in Japan. The key piece of economic data last week was the US GDP for the second quarter, and although this was disappointing, the subsequent figures of consumer sentiment and the Chicago Purchasing Managers Index came out much better than expected, and markets chose to react to that good news rather than the poor news on GDP data. Overall, markets were marginally positive last week, or at best unchanged. There were no real significant falls, but it's noticeable that as we get to the end of July, markets have shown significant growth during the month, with China up 10%, Singapore up 5%, UK up nearly 7%, and in the States stock markets were up around 7% as well on the month. For the year-to-date, European markets are still down on the year, although in the States markets are almost back to what they were at the beginning of the year. And in Asia-Pacific and the Far East, markets are much more mixed, with some showing significant growth on the year, others still showing falls on the year. For next week, it's going to be ongoing data. There are central bank meetings in Australia, the EU and the UK, and although no policy changes are expected, the commentary behind those decisions will be read with interest. The key item of data coming out of the US this week is at the end of the week, and that's the US employment situation. It's going to be very interesting because it will have a significant bearing on the August 10th FOMC meeting at which US interest rates are considered. For me, last week was partly spent in the office, partly on holiday. I spent the first part of the week tidying up some client reports and recommendations, and we then spent time with the accountants tidying up the year, half-year figures, and submitting our half-year report to the Financial Services Authority, a tedious chore, to put it mildly. This week, I intend to take quite a lot of time off, and hoping that the weather is going to improve from this big grey elephant weather that we seem to be having all the time here in Yorkshire at the moment. Could really use some sunshine because we've got quite a lot of stuff planned with the kids, and it'd be nice to do that in fine weather. We'll see. So that's it from me, but before I go, my usual quick reminder that nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. You should contact your professional advisor before taking any action relating to your personal finances. Planning for Life cannot be held responsible for the outcome of any action taken based on this commentary if advice has not been sought beforehand. Planning for Life is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Our number is 448184. Find out more about us at www.planningforlife.org. Thank you and goodbye.